And then there's Southeast Polk. I mean, in Class 4, 3A, in a large school class, they were undefeated, 23-0. They were the top seed. In fact, they're one of the top 15 or 20 teams ranked in the country. But they lost all three of their matches here today because they didn't really wrestle anybody that's a normal varsity wrestler for them. They were beaten 56-18 by Waverly Shell Rock in the first round. And then in the consolation semis, they lost 45-22 to Linmar. And then just a little bit ago, they lost to Cedar Rapids Prairie 32-31 in the seventh place game. So, I mean, you see a little bit of everything. You never really know for sure what's going to happen. But I got to believe that the coaches here in this next match for Atlantic and Creston, as I said, they want to go out and Creston wants to go out and prove probably that it was no fluke earlier this year. Now, they may not necessarily wrestle some of the key guys. We'll see how that goes because they do have to turn around and wrestle tomorrow afternoon here at the state meet. But, you know, Atlantic, you know, they're going to want to prove that that was a fluke the first time around, that they can beat Creston. They want to go out and do this. And they want to finish strong. Atlantic, you know, the last couple of times they've been down here, they've had chances to wrestle and place game, matches, and they come out to wrestle.
Well, yeah, I think as a coach, if I was in this position, my philosophy is going to be, you know what, we're going to lose some of these kids that are seniors, so let's look at what our team's going to look like next year and start to match some of those kids up against some of their kids and you know, kind of have a pre 2013 or 2011. 2013. Sorry, I'm losing my years here, but the next season have that duel that you can feel something out. So there are definitely some benefits to this match. It's not just going to be a no matter match because you're gonna get to see some competition that you may have to wrestle next year, and in the future. So you know, with both teams having some seniors that are going to be going away and some kids that have not qualified for the tournament. I think there is some importance to this. I think there's importance for mental ability and being able to go in next season and have something to work for. And, you know, Creston is definitely a club. We've seen their junior high club. And they're a club that's not going to be too bad over the next 3 to 5 years. And I think Atlantic wants to come out and say, hey, we're in the Hawkeye 10 too, and we're not just going to lay down to you. And I think that's probably what some of the attitude is going out here tonight. And so even though some of those wrestlers may not wrestle, it's kind of like that old Iowa Hawkeyes philosophy where it's next guy in, next play. And if they do wrestle like that, I guarantee you they're going to be some hard wrestling. It may not be our state qualifiers, but it's still the team kids that have put those time in the room and hard work. So it's going to be good matches. It may be some different names that we haven't called all day, but it's going to be some good matches here, and I think that's good for the tournament. I think that's good for the kids, and hopefully we'll continue to see that wrestling stand out for the next couple of years between these two teams.
Very good. Well, tell you what, we'll take a quick 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll update you on what's happened in the consolation rounds here this afternoon that just completed, and we'll get you ready for championship action here coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to Wrestling Coverage from Des Moines here on KJAN.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
It's on to state for the Atlantic Trojans. You have what it takes for the winning team. Good teamwork, excellent sportsmanship, and real determination. Everyone at Sitel knows you have what it takes to go all the way and bring home state honors to Atlantic. Congratulations on your wins and best of luck at the state wrestling dual tournament. Everyone at Sitel joins all of Southwest Iowa wrestling fans in offering their sincerest congratulations and wishing you the very best of luck.
Dana, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Becky, this week we've got Chairman's Reserve pork steaks for just $1.49 a pound, along with our USDA Choice thick cut top of Iowa sirloin, just $4.99 a pound. We've also got our special seasoned boneless pork roast, just $2.19 a pound.
You know, Dana, those seasoned pork roasts sure are great in the crock pot with a few potatoes and carrots.
Oh, I know.
Your family. Are you not satisfied with your Duramax, Cummins, or Powerstroke diesel truck's fuel economy? Then stop into 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center and talk to Scott Folk. He can save you up to 5 miles per gallon by programming your diesel truck's computer to maximize your fuel economy and give you even more pulling power. Whether you're using your truck for farming, construction, or pulling a camper on long trips, every penny counts. So let 2nd Street Repair and Transmission Center in Atlantic help you save big money on fuel costs. You'll be amazed at the results.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Snow, ice, slush, you never know what driving conditions winter weather has in store for you. So why not give yourself all the advantages possible with Firestone and Bridgestone Tires from Country Tire in Atlantic. And while you're there, they can check your battery, antifreeze, brakes, shocks, and struts to keep you and your family as safe as possible on the winter roads. Stop into Country Tire, located at 111 Locust Street in Atlantic.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Even during tough economic times, Atlantic Municipal Utilities has been able to keep its rates low. Like all the country's 2,000 public power systems, the not-for-profit Atlantic Municipal Utilities is operated locally as a public service, so its focus is the local community and not faraway stockholders. Atlantic Municipal Utilities continues to invest in the community in an effort to attract businesses. Plus, it works to provide those businesses and homeowners with the lowest possible electric rates. Atlantic Municipal Utilities, your community-owned electric utility, is at your service.
Jim Field, Justin Williams, back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Let's catch up on what happened earlier this evening on the consolation side. The 5th and 7th place matches held in each weight class. In Class 2A this afternoon, just finished up a little bit ago, it was Webster City winning the 5th place award, rather. They took 5th place with a 45-31 win over Spirit Lake Park. In the 7th place match, it was Charles City defeating Denver Tripola 52-26. Also Class 3A, it was Ankeny winning the 5th place match with a 50-16 win over Linmar, while Cedar Rapids Prairie came from behind to defeat Southeast Polk 32-31, the final. And in the Class 1A consolations earlier this evening, the 5th place match went to Woodbury Central. They pick up a 34-30 win over Clarion Goldfield, while Albernette wins the 7th place match 54-30 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. So all that's left are the championship and 3rd place match, which is the Creston Atlantic match coming up in just a little bit for 3rd place in Class 2A. The championship match in 2A has Davenport Assumption facing off against West Delaware. Should be a pretty good matchup in that particular battle. Also in Class 3A, Waverly Shellrock facing Iowa City West for 3rd place. The championship match has West Des Moines Valley facing Bettendorf. And in Class 1A, the 3rd place match, West Branch facing Don Bosco. And in the championship match in 1A, it's Underwood facing off against Nashua Plainfield. Some pretty good interesting matchups out there here coming up in these championships and 3rd place matchups. 3rd place, not all that bad a place to be wrestling for, because you got this far out of all the teams around the state who had a chance to start. You're in the Final Four, and gee whiz, in college, that's what you want to be in basketball. Why not wrestling, too? And if you're going to get to the Final Four, you might as well get the best you can.
Yeah, they really, I think the kids want to go out there and put on a show. I just watched them down there talking as a group, and you saw a lot of heads shaking, and you know, that's always a positive thing. I think the kids are ready to wrestle, and as we get closer to 7 o'clock here, I think we'll see that happen. They both know each other. Obviously, they're down there shaking hands as a team and coaches and smiling, and, you know, I think it's awesome that we have two teams from the Hawkeye 10, basically three teams from Western Iowa, so it just showcases our area and our excellence in wrestling.
Well, the two teams, well, actually all the teams down there that are wrestling tonight, they're using 6 of the 8 mats, as the crowds have been nice today. It's not like it's going to be the rest of the weekend. Believe me, it'll be much, much more packed here during the course of the rest of the weekend, but still a nice crowd and a very active crowd. We've heard a lot of noise when wrestlers from these schools do well, and the Atlantic match will be down here on mat 4, which happens to be right down here below us, in front of us. We're up on the 4th level here at Wells Fargo Arena, looking down on that mat here, so we've got a pretty good vantage point for this, and hope to get off to a good start. Is that really the key in this one with Creston? I mean, they're going to start at, let's see, where are they going to start? 152, I believe, is where they're going to start here for these finals here tonight. Is that a good place in the scheme of things for Atlantic to start?
I think so. I think that's where the heart of our lineup is right now, and obviously As we start there, we've got Rod Nichols at 152, 145 area. We've got Derek Stork. We've got Matt Williamson, Tyler Stork. So we've got a pretty veteran lineup there that have put a lot of matches under their belt. So, you know, I think that's where it'd be good to start at. Obviously, I'm assuming that probably Marlon and Bevins might wrestle. They may not wrestle, but I do think it's going to come out to be a pretty competitive duel here, no matter what happens. And it doesn't matter who wrestles. It doesn't matter what team comes out on top. And I think Atlantic wants that, and I'm sure Creston wants that too. So I think we're going to see good wrestling no matter who's on the mat.
Is it awkward at all to get this far and have to turn around and face a team that you're so terribly familiar with?
I think it might be. I mean, it's you know what you're going to see, you know what you're going to wrestle, and so it's hard to beat somebody two or three times, and so I think in that sense we'll probably see some good wrestling. We probably won't see a lot of major scramble situations because each wrestler has probably wrestled each other quite a bit, and whether it's been the Roland Dyer Invitational, John J. Harris, our kids have seen their kids, and obviously they're all pretty battle hardened here, so. I think it'll be just kind of a fun match for the kids and a good way to end their season. And, you know, you see the coaches down there talking to each other, laughing. And like I said, it's neat to see two Hawkeye 10 teams here. You don't get to see that all the time in a state tournament. Usually they send you different ways, but it just showcases the amount of wrestling talent we do have.
Yeah, we try to tell you all the time how tough the Hawkeye 10 conference is to wrestle your way through it. And here you are in Class 2A. You've got four teams left standing here, the final four, two of them, half of that pile comes from the Hawkeye 10 conference. So, and the other two teams are pretty doggone good themselves. Davenport Assumption, one of the top teams in the state. Of course, West Delaware also one of the top few teams in the state of Iowa. West Delaware defeated Atlantic 46-10 in the semifinals, and Assumption held off Creston 36-32 in a pretty good matchup between two solid programs there. So some real good wrestling coming up for you here in just a little bit. Glad to have you along for the ride here this evening. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll get you set for wrestling as we get started with the finals here tonight in the dual tournament right after this.
As a former athlete turned weekend warrior, a mother of three active girls, and a coach of several youth league teams, I am fully aware of how common sports injuries can be. This is Jody, office manager at Body Basics Chiropractic. Since working here, I have realized that there are far more injuries that can be helped by chiropractic than just sore backs and headaches. I never realized how quickly a sprained ankle could get better, and that sore knees can be out of alignment just as easily as a low back. So whether you are a weekend warrior or an all-state athlete, before letting your performance suffer, call 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Fisher Photography would like to take this opportunity to invite you to visit their indoor studio in downtown Atlantic. The studio offers various backgrounds to choose from, which will make your favorite portrait a lasting memory that you can be proud of for years. Whether it's a senior, children, or the whole family, indoors and out, Fisher promises you'll be pleased with the finished product. After all, a picture is worth a thousand words. So if you want your portraits to speak volumes, give Sue or Judy a call at Fisher Photography, 243-6242. Fisher Photography in downtown Atlantic.
Hey Carl, I really want to tell you how much I love you, and I think that your diet is paying off. You really look great.
Oh, thanks, babe. I'm on that new carrot and celery diet, you know, where for 18 days all you eat is what you do to the car.
Just wait before you... It's not that bad.
Becky, sweetie, what did you do to the Corolla?
I didn't see the gas pump when I backed up.
You're a monster, Becky. A monster.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I called Cheapo's, and he said he could fix it right up.
Becky, Cheapo was on America's Most Wanted last week.
I don't watch America's Most Wanted.
Besides, for a dent this big, Becky, we need to go see Phil and Pat Hetrick up in Marnie at Hetrick Auto Body.
Hetrick Auto Body in Marnie. For 26 years, Phil, Pat, and the rest of the gang have been fixing up your automobile. Hetrick Auto Body. Consider it done right.
If you are in the market for a new home, now is a great time to buy. Hi, this is Debbie at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and we are here to set you up with a loan that is just right for you. Along with our great mortgage rates, we also offer the convenience of telebank and internet banking services, and most important, you will experience excellent customer service. Rest assured, at First Whitney Bank, you, our customer, is our number one priority. First Whitney Bank, committed to providing you the best in banking services. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Jim Field and this other guy over here, Justin Williams, sitting with me up here in the nosebleed section of Wells Fargo Arena as we get ready to start here. As we get going here at 152 pounds to start this final matchup of the year for Creston and Atlantic in duels here in the third place match.
Yeah, we are going to see some of our potential individual state qualifiers out there. I see them warming up there, so that's a good sign. We might have a competitive match that features everybody right here tonight. We got Rob Nichols on just starting on the mat. He's facing a friendly foe from Creston. I don't have the name of that individual yet. But
Jesse Rapp.
So he's wrestled him before, I think, in the past. But I do see that Nichols is going out and trying to put on the best show he can for this final match of his high school career. Currently, he's in the neutral position. Not much action. Obviously, these two have wrestled each other before, but just kind of working to feel each other out. I think each one has had success against the other. I think as they continue,
qualify for the state meet coming up this week, but lost some tough matches last Saturday at the district championships. I mean, the matches were all really close, and in a couple of cases, just, you know, you're talking about losses just at the last couple of seconds. So tough way to finish for him, but he wasn't able to wrestle back to get in. So you end up with, this is his opportunity right here. This is his state tournament. So we'll see if he can end it on a high note here.
Rob continues to work out of a neutral position. We got a warning on red now for stalling. Nichols continues to work on underhook on the arm at the neutral position. Almost gets a takedown at the edge of the mat, but able to work out of it.
Both wrestlers spending most of this first period on their feet here. 35 seconds left here in the period as they get started again at the center of the mat.
Nichols continues to work on his feet here as the Creston wrestler is able to shoot in for a takedown. Rob's able to counter that real nice. He's real close to scoring two, but he's getting just blocked off a little bit from being able to
just
get around that wrestler.
Yeah.
Looks like he might have a cradle here. He may get 2 points, but not.
No control yet. Just 5 seconds left here in the period, and it looks like the period's, well, we have 1 second left as they go out of bounds, so the period's most likely going to end with no scoring here between these two. And that'll do it. So first period ends 0-0. Jesse Raff for Creston and Rob Nichols for Atlantic. Nichols will start in the down position to start the second period.
It'll be interesting to see how quickly Rob can get up here. As we got a caution on the mat. Raff covered a little too quickly. Doesn't have his near knee down and is able to get a caution, so he's going to go after that again. He's going to get another caution. Once again, didn't put his near knee down on the near side. Next time, that's going to be a point for Nichols. There it is. He just gets 3 cautions right in a row there. Rath is refusing to cover him what would be the proper way. And
is he too far behind him and not enough out around him? Is that the problem?
When the near knee or the knee that's down has to be down on the side that they're covering the arm. So that near knee has to be on the outside of their legs, and he was right behind him there. So it gave Nichols an easy point.
A little technicality, but that technicality just cost him a point. And Nichols getting awfully close to the possibility of a reversal here.
Looks like that really frustrated Rath there, and Nichols is really kind of taking advantage of that and does get the reversal. Is now he's working on a real tight spiral ride, trying to flatten him out. He's getting ready to stick the legs in. Not quite there yet, but he's trying to get him stretched out so he can work on that tilt. Nichols is really good at this. This is kind of his signature move. This is what he wants to go after and get that tilt and put that pressure on the body, and that's what he's definitely doing here. Rath is feeling it. They're going to stop that for potentially dangerous. Nichols was wrenching a little bit hard on that right shoulder, and they're going to restart him in the middle here.
3-0 the score. Rob Nichols with the lead over Jesse Rath of Creston here with just about a minute left in the second period.
Nichols is doing a really good job riding him out right now. He's keeping pressure. He's still trying to work. He's trying to take everything he can to Rath here. And as Nichols continues to put pressure, as long as he doesn't hang out, he's not going to get a warning. But he's really working him doesn't quite have it flattened out. That's what he's really working for right now. He's trying to get it flattened out so he can either put that tilt on him or possibly throw those legs in. And now he's going to let him up. Going to give him an escape there.
So 3-1 now our score. You know, at the beginning of the year, everybody's goal is to win their last match of the year. And for some wrestlers, that means winning titles or winning place matches at the state meet. That's not the case for Rob. It's not where he wants to be. But, hey, this is where you are. You might as well go out and win that last match of the year. And he's got a 3-1 lead to show for it here late in the second period.
Wow, and the official's going to throw another stall call on the Creston wrestler there. And that gives Rob Nichols another point. So Rob's really going out and being aggressive. I mean, like you said, he doesn't have much to lose here. And not too many wrestlers get a win that last match. So Rob is definitely going out there to work and his career on a high note.
End of the second period now. So 2 minutes left to wrestle as we go to the third period. And Rob will start on top this time with a 4-1 advantage.
As he starts there, he's definitely keeping a lot of pressure on those hands, as we talked about previously today. That's kind of the key. And now he's got a chicken wing in. He's going to step hard to that head. If he can step hard, he's going to get some back points on a possible pin here. He's got that arm trap. He just can't quite get enough. He's getting blocked off on that. He could get a potentially dangerous call here. He's really wrenching on that shoulder. Nichols is close to back points, but not quite there. He gets the steps. He's got Rath kind of wrapped up now.
He's got him in a bad spot here. I thought he was a little too far over the top there to be able to keep him down like that, but he's got him pinned down pretty well. Let's see if he... Oh, there it is.
There he gets it. What a great way. What a great way to end his career with a pin, Wells Fargo Arena. Not too many people get to do that. He's been a staple for Atlantic athletes, for Atlantic athletics, and I'm really proud to see him walk off as a champion. He's a champion without this match, but it's a great way to end your career in a sport that he loves.
So, yeah, and give your team the maximum points there to start, too. A 6-0 advantage for Atlantic over Creston now as Atlantic gets a pin from Rob Nichols at 152 pounds. The Trojans jump out to a 6-0 lead, and we move on to a 160-pound match.
And we are going to see Derek Stork go out and wrestle. Which is good. I think that's probably the right decision for him. He wants to be on the mat, and any mat time he gets is just going to make him better for tomorrow's tournament. So,
how much of that has to do with the kids? I mean, do the kids go to the coach and say, "Coach, I don't even want a decision to be made. I'm wrestling. I'm here. I'm wrestling."
You know, I think that's what every coach wants to hear. I really do. I mean, they want to hear that because every coach is a competitor. If they're not, they probably shouldn't be coaching. So I think that's just a respectable thing you do as a coach. If they say you're going to wrestle, you're going to wrestle. And I think that what goes on in the wrestling room in Atlantic and how tough those kids are and what they have to go through to be a wrestler, whatever wrestler has to go through, that's what you want to hear as a coach, in my opinion.
Well, 6-0, Atlantic leads Creston with that pin at 4:39 in the match by Rob Nichols. And it's nothing-nothing here. Derek Stork wrestling Gavin Leith.
Like you said, Stork is one of those kids that gets to wrestle in an individual tournament this week, and every bit of practice or mat time he gets is just going to help him out for that tournament. And he gets a really nice fireman's there and able to almost get into a cradle right away. He's working towards some back points, but he's not quite there. Creston wrestler is just kind of balled up right now, not doing nothing. I'm surprised he hasn't got a stall warning already.
Fetal position. I didn't know that was a wrestling move. 2-0. Stork with the lead now. Just 38 seconds left in this first period. Is Derek continuing? Oh, now he's got him rolled over. This could end badly for Lee.
He's got some nice back points. As long as Stork can stay teed out here, keep a good position, he's going to get 3 back points and close to a pin, but kind of lost his grip there.
Yeah, kicking like a beetle on his back there was Leith. That's the only thing that saved him. There's the 3 back points coming for Stork. So he's up 5-0 now with 10 seconds left here in the period.
He's going to kind of stick a high half in there and control the hips and try to get him turned. He's wrestled him before. That's going to end the period there.
That's a nice first period for Derek Stork. And boy, we talked before the match started, Justin, that this might be a good spot in the lineup to start for Atlantic to give them a little momentum early, and you don't get any better momentum than 6 points right out of the chute by Nichols. And boy, if Stork can put some big points on the board here for Atlantic, or possibly get Leith in that prone position, then this could be a real good start.
I think every kid wants to go out here and win this map. This is an area of kind of bitter taste in their mouth, the one duel they did lose this year. So I really do think that if Stork can get this, that that's going to build some momentum and going into these heavier weights. So Stork's got a great chance to win the match. He's got to kind of stay fundamentally sound. He's working on his feet right now. However, you know, anything can happen, but Stork has definitely wrestling very well today. So I think he's got an agenda for this week.
Well, for folks who might be worried, thinking, gee whiz, three matches in a day for these kids. That's nothing compared to what they do on a lot of Saturdays.
Yeah, the easy part in wrestling is definitely the tournaments you wrestle. The hard part is going into that wrestling room twice a day and working out like they do. Builds a lot of character for them. I think this is kind of their break when they come to the mat after working out in the room as hard as they do.
Stork trying to be aggressive here in the match as the wrestlers still on their feet here with under a minute to go, 52 seconds left in the second period. Still 5-0. Derek Stork leading Gavin Leith of Creston.
Stork kind of working on the feet here, not doing anything too dangerous. He's close to a takedown here. He's kind of sprawled out. He's got Leaf's head jammed in the mat, and he's going to kind of let that go and work back up to the neutral position. Stork continues to keep pressuring forward. He's got a nice fireman's end. This is going to be 2 points. That's textbook right there. If he can just get his head popped out, he's going to get the
there
two, and he does.
Covers up to get the 2 points. That's 7-0 now in favor of Stork. He lost his first match of the day against Denver Tripola earlier, and I think that motivated him to kick it up. He's wrestled very well here the last couple of matches.
Well, I think this is going to be that match to lose that if you're going to do it, as he kind of works the bugs out of being in Wells Fargo here. I think that was a good thing. It's going to motivate him, and like you said, he's going to come out with a vengeance, and I think that's what he's doing here as he chooses the down position in the third period.
End of the second period, 7-0, Stork leading as we go to period three.
He's really got to work for that bonus. It's a beautiful standing switch. Doesn't quite have the 2 points or control yet. He's going to work up to a high single. He's got it elevated, and he's going to work to put him back to the mat. Able to get a reversal there.
2 points on the reverse. That takes it up to 9-0 now for Stork.
I was working a two-on-one on the arm and trying to get into a pinning combination here before he has. He's already got some bonus points. He'd like to get that six to help give him that cushion as they move to these heavier weights and their more skilled wrestlers of Creston. And he's getting ready to turn him, but he might not have enough mat room. Kind of trying to suck him in now, but doesn't quite have enough to get it done, I don't think. He's kind of working at the edge of the mat. He's trying to get the Creston wrestler turned, but unable to successfully do it. He's still working, still keeping a lot of pressure on him, but he's trying to get that arm pulled out to either hammer it up or wing it up, and doesn't quite get it done, and allows that Creston wrestler to come up to his base and work for an escape here. Able to flatten him out again. Real close to the edge of the mat, so if he turns him here, it could be on that brink of getting points versus not getting points, so he needs to kind of try to keep him in.
Just a little more than a half a minute to go here in the third period. At this point, are you looking at the board thinking shutout or a pin? But he's not scoring.
I think he's wanting to get that pin. He's working for it, but Creston's doing a really good job of blocking it off. Creston wrestler was just warned for stalling there, so Stork had him wrapped up. That's going to force him to have to do a little bit, or he's going to lose more points against him. At this point, it doesn't matter too much unless we get in a tech fall situation, but Stork continues to work hard. He's got pressure on him. He's got him broken down. He's looking for three quarters right now, and he may have it. Now Creston wrestler is able to flatten out and defend against that, but Stork is still trying to wrench on that neck hard.
Not too much more time here. Just 5 seconds left here in the third period, and Derek Stork's going to pick up a 9-0 win here against Gavin Leith. So a couple of victories for Atlantic. Rob Nichols the pin, and Derek Stork the 9-0 decision. And the Trojans off to a very positive start here in this third place match. Where's Creston's strength?
You know, I think Creston's strength is going to lie at lie with their place winners or their guys to score. We did just see an open weight by Creston. I'm not real sure what exactly that was about at the 170 weight class. We're going to see possibly another open weight. Nope. We're going to see a wrestler from Creston check in here. So we could see Creston just deciding not to wrestle their qualifiers.
And Matt Williamson is the beneficiary, winning by forfeit at 170. So Atlantic now up 16-0. They got 6 points out of Rob Nichols and six out of Matthew Williamson on the forfeit, four out of Derek Stork with the major decision at 9-0. And now Adam Baker of Creston is wrestling Tyler Stork of Atlantic at 182 pounds.
Yeah, and they're currently both on in the neutral position. Stork is continuing to... I think Stork right now, the best benefit for him is to come out here and try to win this last match, and your next year's season starts right here. And I think Stork's coming out to wrestle like that. He's being very aggressive. He's able to block off the Creston wrestler. Doesn't quite have 2 points. Not sure. Kind of tangled up there. Stork's kind of blocking the Creston wrestler from being able to get around. Really got a tangle. Could end up with a stalemate here, but not real sure. There's still movement, but not a whole lot happening. And they're both trying to tie each other up and get into a stalemate situation. And not quite there. If Stork's able to pop his head out here, he'll get 2 points. But I said before, Creston is trying to get that stalemate situation. And now Creston's going to pick up the two-point takedown there in that scramble.
Well, it took a long time to get control.
Baker's doing a pretty good job wrestling Stork here. Stork's coming out and working hard against Baker, so it's definitely a good match between Creston and Atlantic.
30 seconds left here in the first period. 2-0, Adam Baker leading Tyler Stork here in this 182-pound match. Trojans up 16-0 in the team competition right now.
Looks like Stork's trying to work up and off his back, get his base back. Creston wrestler's really high, trying to throw the legs in. He's keeping real good pressure on Stork's head. But if Stork continues to work here, he's trying to get that pressure off of him. Just gonna end the period there.
Yeah, it was kind of got to be like a slumber party there for a while. Everybody was tied up in knots and nobody had any advantage. 2-0 the score. Baker with the lead. How many slumber parties have you ever been to like that?
Not me.
Stork starts on top here to start the second period now. He's down 2-0.
Stork's really being aggressive here. This is kind of a new side to him. He really seems to want to have this match. And I don't know how many times Baker and Stork have wrestled, but I'm sure it's been more than once. Stork is really kind of imposing his will from the top position, trying to get a cross-face cradle in now, and he might get this hooked up. Now he's going to readjust. Baker's going to try to get out. Stork's able to take him back down on the mat. Stork is really working that head, trying to keep pressure on it, get that cross-face cradle, but it's just not quite there. This time he tries to put it in. Stork is able to kind of, Baker's able to work out of it. Now Stork's going to switch to an arm bar and kind of go to the edge of the mat. I'm going to reset at the middle here. Once again, these cam boys that are wrestling with us and being a part of the team, they are a huge contributor. Stork's going to get worn there for starting a little bit early. We're going to reset them here at the center of the mat.
This is Tyler Stork. Eric Stork, a winner earlier. They're cousins, right?
Yeah, cousins. Not sure how it works, but I know they're cousins. Tyler is really being aggressive. This is a good side of him. I think he continues this, and there's going to be some positive things here in the end of this match and for next year. He's really working on trying to put a half in, unable to keep his base broken down, the Creston wrestler. He's getting back into where he's trying to work that out. Stork's going to take him back down on the mat after a quick stand-up attempt. Go back to their feet. Now Stork's going to let him go and and try to work for a takedown.
3-0 now in favor of Baker. Just 25 seconds left here in this second period.
Stewart continues to wrestle on his feet. He hasn't been too bad from that position today. He's been able to work. He continues to try to work on inside control with the wrestler. He's got a single leg deep. If he can turn the corner, he'll be all right. Doesn't quite get it done. Ran out of the side of that mat a little bit too quickly there. That was a good single by Stork. Just wasn't able to finish it. Stork's back on his feet here. They're going to end the match now.
That is the end of the second period. So move on to the third period, and Tyler Stork will start in the down position. He's down 3-0 here in this match.
I think if he can get a quick score here, get that one-point escape, he's got the ability to take him down. He's been real close a couple times.
That's tied up like a pretzel right now.
And this could end up dangerously for the Creston wrestler. The Creston wrestler is on his back. Stork, if Stork's able to turn here, he can get a five-point move. He might even get a defensive pin here.
Oh, boy. He might, too. He's going to be in. He's got a reversal. There's a two-point move.
Looks like he's got that arm trapped on the backside there, too. If he can keep that trap and take that base away, Stork could have a chance to get 6 points for the Trojans here.
Well, I'm glad Tim Duff's not wearing a singlet, or he'd be right out there with him. He's right on the edge of the circle there, wanting to cheer his wrestler on.
Yeah, this is the venue these guys work for, and Coach Duff is very passionate about it himself. He wants every one of his kids to be here.
He lets him up for the escape, so it's 4-2 now, Baker. And now Stork got him with a single leg, but he can't control it before they get him out of bounds. Stork's going to try to be aggressive here with 1:05 left in the period, see if he can turn this around.
Yeah, definitely. He's been the aggressor for the last 30 seconds to a minute here, and he's going to continue to work. I think he can take him down. He's got a good double in now, but he's going to probably run out of mat space, and he does it again. Not able to finish it. Coach Duff is on the side of the mat telling him to keep his head up, and that's a good point. He's putting his head down when he's doing that, shooting that double, and not quite getting it finished. Now he's got a nice fireman's, not able to keep that single in off of it. He may end up getting taken down here himself. I guess Creston does take him down, but Stork's able to roll through and get a reversal right away. So he matched the two-point takedown with a two-point reversal.
So it's a 6-4 match here. 24 seconds left here in the third period. Stork will let him up again, so it's 7-4 now.
As quickly as Stork's been able to take him down, he's going to try to get it again, let him up. And Creston's wrestler's just kind of trying to work out the time. Yeah, we just got a point. If we can get two here, things are going to be big, and not quite able to get it. Creston's going to score a quick takedown on some desperation time there.
Yeah, everybody scrambling for points down the stretch. 9-5 ends up being the final score as Adam Baker out points Tyler Stork of Atlantic 9-5 here in this 182-pound match. So the Trojans see their streak of victories to start the match end to 3. Nice effort, though, by Tyler Stork. Good aggressive effort. Fell behind a little bit early and was playing catch-up the whole match.
Yeah, I think if that's me on the mat and I'm wrestling, I want to end it. If I can't end it with a win, at least going out and being a fighter. And he definitely showed that right there. He didn't give up. He went to the last second and was able to go out and take care of business. And unfortunately, fell a little bit short. But and we're going to see another forfeit from Creston in that time I was talking. Tyler Dahl is going to walk out on the mat and get his hand raised for a forfeit at 195.
So it goes from 16-3 now to 22-3 in favor of the Trojans. And we move on now to the 220-pound weight class.
We're going to see Tyler Christensen. And he quite hasn't updated yet, but not sure who he's wrestling out there with Creston. But Tyler Christensen's on the mat.
Nathan Haley for the Panthers.
Tyler's got a nice underhook in now. He could get a five-point move. Gets a two-point. Got him on his back. We got a pin going.
This might be over, and it is. Wow, that was quick. 21 seconds. See you later. Thanks for coming. Drive home safely.
Tyler took care of business there. That's a great way to end the season. Now what we're going to see is we're going to see Jess Phippen from Atlantic, who's been a JV wrestler most of the year. He's going to step on the mat for Austin Conrad at heavyweight. And we're also going to see the heavyweight JV wrestler from Creston step on the mat. So I guess in all fairness, that's what we're going to have happen. And that's who's going to score varsity points. So no longer JV wrestlers, right?
That's right. Big Jez. I like Jez. I had Jez a couple of years in youth football. He's a nice kid, hard worker, and he's just a good kid to be around.
Yeah, believe it or not, he went out for soccer last year and actually did quite a good job. He was able to get into a little better shape for football and get in a little better shape for wrestling. So he's a great kid, works hard for everybody. He's working hard on the mat now. He just gave up a takedown, Creston. To Creston's wrestler, but he's working to scramble out. Not quite there yet.
Nathan Robinson is the Creston wrestler here in this match against Jez Phippen. It's 28-3, by the way. Atlantic out to a big lead here in the team portion of this competition.
Jez can have a good showing here. He could have a point here. He's got an escape. 1 point. Creston wrestler just worn. Jez was definitely working. Two similar body types out there, so we're going to see a match stop for equipment there.
2-1 the score. 53 seconds left to play here, or left to wrestle in this first period. Robinson leading Phippen of Atlantic in this 285-pound match. We started at 152. Atlantic's won all but one match so far. A few forfeits along the way, a couple of them by Creston, so Atlantic leading 28-3 as these big guys wrestling on their feet here.
And this could be a prelude to what we may see at the heavyweight next year. Both kids are similar size, similar type here. Jez is out there, he's trying to pummel in and get a throw situation. He needs to keep where he's at on his mat because it could be giving up a takedown. And luckily, he was kind of on that gray area of the mat where he could have given up a takedown, but they were going to restart him at the center of the mat.
Still a 2-1 score here on the board. Just 15 seconds left in this first period now. Kind of a typical heavyweight match, isn't it? Everybody wrestling on their feet.
That's pretty much what it is. This is the way Bevins and Conrad had wrestled, so I guess with these younger guys, they're gonna follow suit with the people that are above them.
That's the end of the first period. Still the score 2-1. Nathan Robinson of Creston leading Jez Phippen of Atlantic.
Looks like Jez is going to choose down. May not be too bad of a move for him. He's been able to get up so far. He can get up here. It'll tie the score. He's looking for a hands over stand up. Not quite able to do it. Was a Creston wrestler putting all his weight on him. Jez is going to get broken down to his belly and try to work back up to his base here. In kind of a dangerous situation. He's got that cross face in deep. And Jez could be going against the back points here if he shifts that weight too much. He needs to trying to block down on that side. He was able to do so. He may have some blood going on here. Yeah, we're going to have a blood time.
So they'll stop the clock here. Coach Duffel had a chance to go over and have a quick visit with his wrestler. Just to recap what's happened here so far, Rob Nichols pinned Jesse Rath of Creston at 4:39 in the first match of 152 to get Atlantic up 6-0. Derek Stork followed up with a 9-0 win over Gavin Leaf to put Atlantic up 10-0. And then it went to 16-0 as Matt Williamson won by forfeit. Creston's only match win so far has been Adam Baker over Tyler Stork, a 9-5 decision. And another forfeit is Tyler Dahl, a winner. And then Tyler Christensen pinned Nathan Haley in 21 seconds. And that's got us to where we are right now in the heavyweight class, with Atlantic leading 28-3 as Phippen now back out onto the mat.
Shed a little blood on his arm there. You need to get that cleaned up. Now he's ready to go. Robinson's going to assume the top position, and they're going to go back to work here. Robinson's just trying to keep his weight on his hands. Most of the wrestlers have today from Creston and Atlantic, and he's doing a pretty good job at that. Jez is trying to work up. Not able to quite, almost looks like he's trying to tripod up or stand up, but he hasn't quite cleared that inside foot that he needs to clear there. Preston Wrestler is getting high. If Jez continues to work here, keeps a solid base, he may have a chance for an escape, but looks like he's going to get broken down again. Does a nice job of not getting turned to his back there. He's in kind of a situation that it could have happened and is able to base out of it, as we say, and now he's kind of going back to work, trying to get that inside foot free and keep Robinson off of his head, but he's not quite getting it done. You know, these two wrestlers probably going to see each other next year at the varsity level, and definitely going to be something that's going to be hard to fill the shoes of two state qualifiers, and obviously Bevins from Creston, he's a state place winner, quite a big guy, and so Robinson's got some big shoes to fill, so good mat time for him here at Wells Fargo.
Well, nothing's changed here in this match for the most part here in the second period. Pippen started down, and he's still there. It's still 2-1 in favor of the Creston wrestler, Robinson, and that's the end of the second period, so we really didn't do anything here this period. You know, if these were smaller wrestlers, they'd have probably warned them for stalling, but the big guys move a little slower.
They kind of get that break there. Now we're going to see the Creston wrestler go for a neutral position here, so this takedown is going to be what wins it right here.
Probably good for Jez, otherwise he'd have to let him up and then go for the tie with a takedown. Now a takedown would give him the lead. Still 2-1.
Now they're both going to kind of look for a throw here. Jez is underhooked, but not in a real great position. He's going to try to freight train him and doesn't.
Didn't work out.
This could be a quick pin there.
That's how quickly things can change. Jez tried to bull rush him a little bit. That just didn't work out, and Robinson was able to get his momentum working for him and spun him around onto his back and got him down for the pin. So that's a 6-point advantage there for Creston. And we're going to go back to the smaller class wrestlers now, as we're going to go back down to 106.
And at 106 here, we're going to see Marshall McDermott take the place of Darian Swanky, which I think is a good move, and allows Marshall to get some mat time here. Marshall's been wrestling a little bit here and there for the team, and so far both kids are in neutral starting the match.
Cruz Adamson wrestling here for Creston. 28-9, by the way, is the team score right now. Atlantic with the lead.
Both kids are working hard to secure the takedown here, but really not a whole lot. We got a head wrench from Adamson on McDermott, but no points scored yet. Marshall's trying to stay squared up to him to prevent him from getting that two. Isn't able to prevent that. He does. Adamson from Creston does get the takedown. Marshall has got an arm trapped underneath and got kind of a three-legged stool going on, trying to keep his base, but unable to keep from getting flattened out there. He's got a two-on-one situation. Adams is trying for to hammer it up, but he ain't quite able to get that done. Marshall's kind of hasn't had a lot of varsity mat time this year, but does seem to be out there and trying to be competitive, and he's able to kind of get into a scramble situation here. If he can keep blocking that cradle off that he's trying to put in, he's going to score a point.
Yep, able to scoot around and get out of that. So 2-1 now the score in favor of Adamson. Just a half minute to go here in this first period.
Marshall's trying to get in on a single. Didn't set it up real well, but he's starting to scoot into it now. He may be able to get this done, but he's going to have to protect that head. He got that head out on the outside, and the Creston wrestler Adamson was trying to do a tough cross face, and Marshall got kind of lucky to get out of there with no points scored. Marshall continues to restart the mat after a stalemate there. Marshall and Adamson continue in the center, both on their feet, trying to get a takedown. These wrestlers, right now, the advantage would probably go to Adamson, but we're going to stop the match at the end of the third, at the end of the first.
So we wrestled through one period. Adamson with a 2-1 lead over Marshall McDermott of Atlantic in this 106-pound match. 28-9, Atlantic leading here in this team competition, here in this third-place matchup here tonight.
Marshall did take down after start the second period. Right now he's flattened out. The Creston wrestler is able to really put some pressure on him. He's got an arm trapped. And Marshall's just kind of sitting there, and the rest Creston wrestler's kind of hanging out. So we may see a double stall call here. Now we start to see some movement. Marshall's trying to get his head up, get his base back, and slowly seems to be doing that. But Creston wrestler Adamson is able to take him, flatten him back out there. Now he's working on getting an arm free. On McDermott, he's not able to get that done. Going to kind of work to turn him. Marshall's kind of, yep, there comes the stall. Stall warning on Marshall McDermott. He's just not doing a whole lot there. And gives the official something to do by giving him a stall warning.
Sometimes it seems like you're spending all your energy just trying to stay out of trouble, and sometimes the official looks at that and says, "You're stalling, son." Oh, yeah? Well, come down here where I am.
Yeah. That's the hard thing when you're getting worked over on from the top position there. Marshall's doing a good job at trying to fight off everything he's doing. Now he's going to get in a tilt situation. He's getting some back points scored against him. He needs to make sure he keeps that pressure. We haven't seen a break from that, so if he tilts from here again, Creston's wrestler is not going to get 3 points. And the official's sitting there looking, waiting for that break to occur, and it hasn't occurred yet, so he hasn't awarded those points. There he goes. Now Creston's wrestler is going to try to get that tilt in again, but dangerously close to the outside of the mat. He's going to try to pull Marshall back in, and he's able to get him faced in the direction of the center of the mat and trying to put a 3/4 in, it looks like, but he's not quite able to do that. We may see it potentially dangerous with that knee getting wrenched on.
That's going to be the end of the second period now. It's 5-1 in favor of Adamson. Adamson, not too bad a wrestler. He's one of their regulars.
I think this is a good match for Marshall to come out and wrestle a pretty quality opponent here. Adamson's working to do a Russian tie-up here and is able to secure a takedown. Not quite, I guess. He didn't quite get around there. It looked like he did, but Marshall was able to cut him off. That was good defense by Marshall. He just needs to continue to face him. As long as he continues to face him in this position, he'll be okay. But right now, Adamson is really working hard to try to get around him. And we're going to see him stalemate up there and go back to the center on their feet.
Minute 30 left here in this third period, 5-1. McDermott tries to make a rush, see if he can make this pay off.
Tried a quick single off the whistle, and he's got it in deep, but Addison's able to just extend that leg enough to block that off, and Marshall's trying to stand up with it and can't quite get it done. He needs to keep those hips face down, and Adamson's really putting some head pressure on. We're going to see him stalemate him up again.
Adamson did a good job of keeping that head down for McDermott, not giving him a chance to get over the top. They restart now. We're down to a minute left to wrestle here in this third period.
Adamson's looking to get a single, but doesn't quite have enough to get around the corner on McDermott. Now McDermott is trying to pop back up to his feet, gets it done, and they're back in the neutral position. McDermott's doing a pretty decent job against Adamson. Like you said, he's one of their regular wrestlers, and Marshall hasn't had as much mat time because of a few issues, and now Adamson's able to get a takedown. But in reality, Marshall has done a really nice job against a pretty quality varsity opponent here.
Just 20 seconds left now here in this third period. 7-1. Adamson leading. He's on top and in points and on top physically right now, too, as he looks to kind of ride out the rest of this period.
Marshall was just warned again and was awarded Adamson a point there for stalling. Marshall just isn't able to get much done. But like you said, it's hard when you're getting worked over on the top to really do much. So that's going to end our match right there for Marshall McDermott. Didn't catch the score before they changed it, but
8-1 is the final.
Now we're going to see our regular 113-pounder step up, Dylan Cox, and see what happens here.
3 more points there for Creston, so 28-12 now is the score. Atlantic leading Creston. Kieran Deal and Dylan Cox will be the matchup here. 113 pounds. And we started awfully quickly, haven't we?
Yeah. These two are definitely getting right after it. Both wanting to go out there and end that season, and I'm sure these two have wrestled quite a bit before, but Deal from Creston and Cox from Atlantic are definitely going after it. This is one of those true varsity matches we have going on. Dylan continues. Both wrestlers still neutral, trying to fill each other out. Both of us have wrestled each other before. Cox trying to sprawl out on a shot from Deal. Not quite able to do it. Now he works out. Gets into an underhook position. Both wrestlers kind of on their knees. Dylan ain't quite able to finish that there.
Yeah, not quite. A lot of rolling around there, and Cox is just fractions away from being able to get control, but they roll off the edge of the mat.
Both these wrestlers are pretty aggressive. Cox is going to go for... Deal went for a takedown there, and Cox is able to kind of scramble out. He's looking for a quarter Nelson. Not able to get that in. Now he's got an underhook. And they're both on their feet, and working to get the takedown. Deal is blocking real well against Cox at that underhook. Cox has got to be careful on a Kelly-type situation. Our fireman's here. Cox is trying to circle around. Both wrestlers move back up to their feet, separate, and they're going to go at it again. You can tell both of these guys wrestled each other before. They kind of know what's coming out.
Last 30 seconds of this first period now. Still no score between Cox and Deal. Cox tries to shoot, can't get there. Deal tries to swing around, take advantage, and now they both end up off the edge of the mat once again.
Good scramble situation for both wrestlers. Cox kind of took an ill-advised shot there. There was really no reason for him to do that, and kind of just jumped at it, and was luckily able to get out of there without having any points scored against him. There he tries to shoot a double, but not quite there, and gets a quick takedown by Deal. Puts Cox on his back. Not quite. Cox is able to fight out. Oh, they're not going to award Deal a takedown, and we get Cox getting a takedown.
Boy, it looked like Deal was going to put Cox on his back there for a second. Cox able to roll out and then turn it around and get the control and get a takedown himself, and right at the end of the period.
Wow.
So 2-0, Dylan Cox with the lead. Wow, that changed in a hurry.
Yeah, I thought they awarded Deal 2 points, but they didn't. So it was a good job by Cox. We're gonna start the second period. Cox chooses down. Deal's got pretty good pressure on him, trying to get a wing brought up. Not able to get it done. Cox is working back to his base. Deal breaks him back down. Cox is trying to work himself up. Not quite there. Now he's working back to the base. Deal breaks him back down again. Really working on that shoulder of Cox there, trying to get something. Not sure if it's really there, but he's trying to get it. Cox is able to work back to his base. He's trying to get a switch, but it's not able to get it done.
Well, we're early in this. We're getting to the midpoint of the second period. Still 2-0. Dylan Cox of Atlantic with the lead over Kieran Deal of Creston. Atlantic leading 28-12 here in this match.
Cox is going to go back down on the down position. Deal's going to cover. So start here. Deal does a real good job trying to get pressure. Cox tries a grab, but he's able to hit it. Deal followed, but didn't follow close enough there, and Cox is going to get a two-point reversal.
Oh, a nice move by Cox. Aggressive move. He had to go through a danger zone to get to where he is right now.
Cox had the leg trapped. The officials kind of told him to let that go, and Cox had a really good move getting ready to work there and didn't quite get it done. Now he's going to try to work two-on-one. He's got Deal covered. Cox was just warned for stalling, for hanging out, not trying to improve his position. He was just kind of batting at some arms there, so they're going to restart him here.
4-0, Cox leading. 47 seconds left in the second period.
Cox has definitely got some pressure. He's got that arm trap, so prevents Deal from doing a whole lot. But he's got to be careful not to just hang out. That's what he's going to get. He's going to give up points that aren't really necessarily points he wants to give up right now. You know, so he needs to keep working at breaking that base down and not hanging out. He looks to be doing it now, but now he kind of goes back to hanging out again. We don't want to see that happen. how he's going to work to... Cox is on top, working to get an arm bar, or what we call snow plow. Trying to get that arm back. Now Red's going to get a warning stall for doing nothing on the bottom. So that's kind of equals us up on the warning stall. Next time it's going to be a point.
That'll be the end of the second period. So we've wrestled through two periods here at 113 pounds, and Dylan Cox of Atlantic holding a 4-0 lead.
It looks like we're going to have neutral position chosen by Deal from Creston. Cox is going to work to block. Deal's trying to get in on a fireman. Cox is able to block that off, get an underhook. He's got it sprawled out. He's got some pretty good pressure, but he's got to be careful on the Kelly here. He's kind of getting out of position. If he can scoot around and get his tube, and Creston is able to block that off. Now he might be in a two. Yes. It's just a two-point takedown right there.
Dylan ups his lead now to 6-0 for the Trojans.
Nice to see him get him some bonus points here. Now Cox gets a point because they warn Preston Ruffler for stalling again. I suppose after a day of officiating, the officials are kind of getting grumpy down there, huh?
A little cranky. Keep it going, guys. I got to be here, you got to be here.
Exactly.
Minute left to go here in the third period. 7-0, Dylan Cox leading in 113 pounds.
Trying to catch the Underwood score over there, but I haven't quite been able to catch it yet. Another Western Iowa team. Now in the Cox match, we're going to have a potentially dangerous situation. Cox is wrenching pretty hard on Preston Wrestler's shoulder, and now they're going to reset the match. We've got about 51 seconds left, and Cox is going to try to break him down and maybe get a few more points through. Go ahead and start. Preston Wrestler tries to stand up. Cox is able to break him back down, but once again, Cox has got that stall warning on him too, and he needs to be careful about hanging out. He's really not doing a whole lot. He's got about 35 seconds here, and don't want to give him any more points than they already have.
Underwood's wrestling right now at 106, so through 285, they are trailing Nashua Plainfield 21-12 in that 1A match.
Cox is continuing to work here. He may get some back points. He's got short time here. If he can get this tilt that he's working on, he's got the leg hooked up. He's just got to get this tilt and get these extra back points here for us.
And time is going to run out here very shortly, and that is it. Now Dylan Cox literally hangs on, 7-0. He picks up the win. He roughs up Kieran Deal from Creston here at 113 pounds, so Cox tacking on more points here for the Trojans as Atlantic continues now to build that lead over Creston here in this duel. Trojans giving themselves an opportunity here tonight as that is a three-point addition with the 7-0 win. And now Gage cheers of Creston wrestling Reed Nichols of Atlantic. 31-12, Atlantic out to the lead.
Nichols definitely coming out aggressive here. Kind of in his nature. He's working on inside control here, being aggressive. He's got a good balance to him on his feet. Preston Wrestler kind of seems to be backing away. Reed's awfully aggressive, which is good to see out of a young guy.
Well, the Trojans want to place third as a team. They're getting really close now. Another couple of wins of any kind is going to put Creston out of the running here. Let's not count our chickens before they're hatched, but still, it's been a pretty good start for Atlantic, building themselves a 31-12 lead. Creston's got a big hill to climb.
Yeah, and Creston is holding out their big guns tonight, but still a win in the books, so third place in the state, it's not a bad thing to say.
Okay. Sometimes you beat the other team's number one pitcher, sometimes you beat their number five. That's the way it goes.
That's a great point. The Trojans have pretty much wrestled all their guys except for a few of their qualifiers. Reed Nichols out there, obviously it's going to be his last match of the year, but we got another 3 years of him, so it's definitely a good feat. We're going to keep another Nichols boy in the wrestling program. Got two good ones so far, and now we got the third one up there.
It's hard to believe all those years of him smacking referees in the rear end with a towel, and now he's out there wrestling.
Exactly. That's a good point. He's pretty much grown up on the mat with his older brothers. So
30 seconds left here in this first period. Still no score.
We do see a stall warning on the Preston West there. He's not moving as forward as the official would like to see it. And we've got that warning. Nichols looks to be trying to set something up, but he's unable to really get anything going with the Preston West for backing up. Now we've got them both on their knees. Reed's trying to get 2 points, but not sure if he's got enough time here. Doesn't quite have enough time to get 2 points. Oh.
Time runs out here in the period.
Inches away there.
Good start, though, by Nichols. Nothing, nothing. He engaged cheers for Preston. Gage is fairly good. He's one of their fairly regular wrestlers.
Reed's definitely chose bottom after the choice there, and Gage is able to work on the top. He's got a chicken wing hooked up, trying to turn him. Nichols is kind of blocking out as he's wrenched on that arm. It looks like Nichols has some tape on that shoulder, so hopefully doesn't wrench too hard on him. Nichols is able to block out, but may get some back points on a cheap tilt here. Not quite. He's able to work out of it, but real close to getting some back points scored on him. He needs to continue to work against that that chicken wing the Preston wrestler has in on him. He's definitely doing so, but now the Preston wrestler has that far wrist trapped. Dangerously close to putting some back points on Mr. Nichols. He's trying to step to the head and drive him over. Nichols is doing a really great job of blocking him off. He gets back to his base. We could see him get turned here. They are counting, so his back's past that 45 mark, and we're going to see 3 back points awarded to the Preston wrestler. So the score now is 3-0. Nichols is trying to get up, trying to work up, trying to get his points. Another cheap tilt situation. Preston wrestler is unable to get those points. Nichols is trying to get that wrist free, but Creston's guy is doing a really good job at keeping that and trying to get that tilt. And both wrestlers seem to be working. Official's not throwing out any warnings yet. Reed's going to try a stand-up here. But the Creston guy's got his arm trapped pretty good. So he's trying to get his hips away and face him. He is able to face him as the Creston wrestler is able to switch to a high single. Now Reed sprawled out, and they're going to call it for end of the period there. We're now in the third period. Nichols was trailing 3-0.
Atlantic actually is going for their best finish ever here at the state duels. First time they were here in 2009, they were beaten in the first round, and that was the end of their day of wrestling. Last year when they were here, they got through to this same match before they lost. I believe it was Ballard who beat them last year in this third place match. So fourth was the best finish they've had, so they could improve upon that with a win. So always nice to keep moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. I think the boys are going to cherish this win. Nichols is working to try to get caught back up here with Preston's wrestler. Working hard to get he's got a half buried deep, but it's not quite enough. He doesn't have his base taken away from enough to turn him. Preston's wrestler is doing a good job of blocking. Reed's going to switch to more of a snowplow type look on that shoulder and try to drive him forward. He's put some awful lot of pressure on that arm. Not quite able to get the job done, but he does flatten him back out. Takes his base away from him. Preston wrestler is going to kind of flatten out and try to work himself back up. But Reed's got a nice cross face in. Going to try to drive that head to his knee and get a cradle here. Not sure if he's going to get it done. Now he's going to readjust. Still covering well, but Creston wrestler is able to get back to his base. Now he's up to his feet. Reed's trying to step through. Goes ahead and lets him go. No escape awarded yet. He did not get the escape. Oh, yes, he did. Now we're going to award him 2 points. Score is 4-3.
25 seconds left here. Nichols trailing 4-3 here in the match.
Reed has a potential setup of a 5-point move here if he can drive this cradle over. got some back points. He's just got to keep driving. He's got to keep driving. He's got short time. He's got a nice cradle in. He just can't get him turned. He's blocked. Justin Ressler did a good job of blocking him off and unable to for Reed Nichols to secure the victory. So
well, that does. The time ran out on him here in the match. But a nice effort for Reed. A 4-3 win here at 120 pounds for Gage Cheers over Reed Nichols. So 31-15 now the score. Atlantic with the lead over Creston. Creston still can come back. It's not over yet. There are four matches left.
Great thing about this is Reed got to spend a year on the mat with his brother. Didn't quite end it the way that he wanted to, but it's kind of a neat experience when you're able to play on the same team or compete on the same team as your brother. And you know, not a lot of us get that, and he was able to get that. And well, hopefully it's a memory, even though he's probably got a bitter taste in his mouth, but it's a memory that he should be able to cherish here for a couple years to come.
Now we have a little gamesmanship down there as the coach is looking at each other before figuring out who to send out onto the mat.
Looks like we're going to see Zach Brooks of Atlantic, and don't quite have an update from the internet here on who we're going to see from Creston, but Brooks is stepping on the mat again for Atlantic. He's able to, Brooks gets in a tight situation, gets taken down. Creston's ahead 2-0. Your Apple iPad's working a little bit better than my computer.
Well, that's only dependent on what they do. They're loading everything up for us electronically this year, so we can see who's actually wrestling. But they haven't gotten it loaded up down there at the scores table yet. After they check in, they pop it up for us so we can take a look and know exactly who is wrestling. And I'll tell you here in a little bit, it's Spencer Ray of Creston against Zach Brooks.
Brooks is behind in the match 2-0. He's trying to block off. Creston's working for a tilt here, trying to get some back points. Brooks is doing a good job of blocking it off. He's trying to work to his base. He's able to get back to his hands and his knees. And Creston's wrestler is able to flatten him back out to his belly. Creston's guy is doing a really good job of being aggressive. Brooks is able to straighten himself out. I know last year Brooks had some medical issues and wasn't able to wrestle at junior high, so he is a little bit behind some of his peers in terms of wrestling, but he's came out and worked well for the guys this year at the varsity level, the JV level. Brooks still is flat on the mat. Creston's guy is really trying to work a cross-face cradle in. Brooks is able to kind of work himself back to his base on his hands and knees. He's getting ready to get broken down again, but doesn't quite not able to get to his belly. He's kind of on his side right now. Creston guy's doing a real good job physically. Creston guy looks like he has quite a bit more muscle than Brooks does, so Brooks is definitely still fighting him, and his score is only 2-0, so he's still in it.
Exactly. I was going to say, with all that Spencer Ray has done on top most of this period, he's only up 2-0 after one period. So for really all the difficulties that Zach Brooks maybe has had in his first period, he's still in a pretty decent position.
Brooks is going to take down after Creston defers there. Hopefully they're going to go with an optional start here. Creston covers. Brooks is able to work out, get a point. 2-1 score now. Creston's guy's looking for a throw, and Brooks is trying to get a single. Doesn't quite get it hooked up. Now they kind of reset, separate, and go at it again. Brooks is doing a real good job of trying to match that physical intensity, and the frame of Brooks is a little bit different than the frame of the Creston wrestler. Brooks is a little lengthier. Creston is a little more stocky. Both guys kind of work out the edge of the mat. Now they're going to reset in the middle. Brooks is kind of working around. Both kids heavy on the head. Really not a whole lot of action going on. They're just kind of testing each other out. Now the Creston wrestler takes a shot. Brooks cross-faced. He's trying to get his leg extended. Not able to do it. Switches to a head wrench. Brooks is able to... Creston's able to secure the takedown at the edge of the mat after carrying him quite a few feet. Brooks continues to wrestle hard. He hasn't given up at all.
4-1 the score. 1:10 left in the second period. It's Spencer Ray of Creston with the lead over Zach Brooks of Atlantic.
goes for a stand-up, isn't able to secure it. Ray's able to chop the arm. He's got a whole lot, just kind of sitting on top, trying to break him down. Ray's able to break Brooks back down to the mat, looking to get a tilt or a turn here, and doesn't quite get it. He's going to switch and try to get a cross-face cradle, which allows Brooks to kind of hip hike up and possibly put Ray into a situation where Brooks could have a reversal here if he can get stepped over and get that head out. But Ray from Creston is able to kind of stalemate this thing up. Brooks isn't able to get anything going, and now they're just kind of reset each other, and Ray is back on top. He's got Brooks broken down, really working hard on that arm, but he's really not getting a lot out of that work that Ray's doing. Doing a lot of work for really nothing right now, and Brooks is just kind of saying, you know, I'll outwork you in the third period. Now Ray's got a half buried deep. He's got a crossbody right. Oh, he's going to get Brooks turned. Get some turn. We got some back.
Nobody's there. There we go. I was going to say, we wrestled about 3 seconds longer than we should have. Nobody came out to tell them the period had ended.
Yeah, the assistant referee lost track of the clock as a turn there, and now they're going to check and see how many times they got a count going.
Yeah, he got about one count off when they should have stopped the period. But the clock was out, and the wrestlers were still cooking, and there was nobody coming. Usually they have like they do in local meets, you know, they'll have little kids run out with the towels and bat the official on the backside to let him know. Well, they just have guys run out, stand behind them, and tell them time, because they have two officials on each match here for these championships. But nobody came out that time, so.
They do award the Creston wrestler 2 back points there, and now they're going to start in the third period. Creston wrestler's down. Brooks is covering. Creston's to their feet. Brooks is still working. He's going to switch to a single. Creston's guy's going to switch to a single. They're kind of in the same position here. Brooks is able to work him out and keep control of him there. So Creston's wrestler will reset down position. Brooks will take top. Get the match started here again.
6-1 the score. Ray with the lead over Zach Brooks here in this 126-pound match.
Creston wrestler able to work on a stand-up. Brooks is doing a good job trying to keep from giving up a reversal here, but looks like he's going to give it up and make the score 8-1. Creston takes control at the top, trying to break Brooks down. Brooks is looking to stand up. Creston guy's doing a real good job at working the hips of Brooks. Switches to kind of a single here and trying to get that second leg, not quite able to do it, but he was able to break Brooks back down to the mat, put a flat on his belly, and he's going to work for that tilt again. And Brooks is, when he's going for this tilt, it's kind of an unconventional way to do it, and Preston guy isn't quite getting everything in. Now he's going to try to go over a 2-on-1 on the wrist and get Brooks in a tilt-type situation again. He's got a major going already. He's going to try to put a few more points on this. Very close to turning him. Short time. If Brooks can continue to fight this out, it'll be just a plain old decision, I think. We might have a major going on. Brooks continues to work on his base, and Creston is still kind of just hanging out on top, trying to work that tilt, and he's really not trying to work anything. Now he's going to let Brooks up, give him a point. It's going to make the score 8-2. And Brooks is going to give up a takedown. Now he's going to give up back points. This is going to be big for Creston. This is going to get him some bonus points. Creston wrestler working for a pin right now. He's got short time. Hopefully Brooks can fight this off and keep that one extra point out of there. And he's able to do so.
So that will do it. And 13-2, the final score here in this one. Spencer Ray comes up with the win over Zach Brooks of Atlantic. Bonus point there, and the team scoring now 31-19 with that 14 points added on. So we have three bouts left here in this match. We go to 132 pounds now.
We're going to see step on the mat Matt Smith from Atlantic, and unknown on the Crescent Wrestler at this time. We'll get that here in a second. But Matt goes to shoot in a single, or switches to a double. He's working forward. Both wrestlers are trying to sprawl out from each other. Matt's able to work out into a scramble. Now Crescent Wrestler takes a shot. Matt's able to work out. Now they're going to be off the mat. They're going to reset the mat. Match. Smith goes for a double. He's able to get the double. Gets 2 points. Now up 2-0. Matt Smith. Creston.
Bryce Briley is the wrestler for Creston.
Matt's working on a ball and chain type situation. Maybe to get a tilt. Possibly a pin here. Doesn't quite have it hooked up. Working hard to take that base away. Doesn't quite get it done. Let's that go. And now he's going to reset something else. Not quite able to do it. Might see an escape happen, but Matt's able to wrestle him back down and keep him flat on the mat. Matt's continuing to put pressure on. Looks like he's looking for some form of a tilt. I'm in the wrong angle here with the official in front of me, but he's got looks like he's got a chicken wing hooked up, and he's able to trying to get a turn here. Not able to do it. And kind of reset himself here.
This is a big match here for Atlantic. The Trojans lead 31-19. They're up by 12 points. This is really the match for Atlantic. If Smith can come up with a win here, that puts the points out of reach for the Panthers.
Smith's working on a kind of a cheap tilt there, as we call it, and now he's kind of in a switch situation. Matt's trying to hip hike over and is able to do so and keep control. I think this is the second time this has been Matt's go-to match for the day for the Trojans. First round, he had a really significant win over the
Bender Tripola.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to reset the mat here. Matt's working on a top position. He has control right now, but the Crescent Wrestler is dangerously close to getting a two-point reversal. Not quite there. Matt's working on trying to get it stalemated out. Unable to do so far. However, they do go ahead and reward the reversal of 2 points to the Crescent Wrestler.
Right at the end of the period.
Oh.
Yikes. So 2-2 the score.
Matt's decision here in the second period is going to go down. Creston's going to cover. Go ahead and start up. Matt goes for a stand-up right away. Unable to break the hands, working on turning in right now. Creston's wrestler in a tough position. He's got a hands lock, so Matt's going to get a point here. Hopefully Matt can get to a point of... we're going to go ahead and stop the mat on that technical violation of 1 point locking hands. Matt's going to go ahead. They're going to go ahead and reset the match. Matt's going to be down again. Creston covers. Matt goes for that switch right away. Able to get a two-point reversal quick.
Attaboy, that's big. 5-2 now the lead here for Matt Smith of Atlantic as we get close to the halfway point here in the second period. Again, a pivotal match. Atlantic wins this match. Then the decision on who to win the team competition is all over here. Preston's down 12 right here.
It's definitely working hard on this arm here. He's trying to get a snowplow in. Got an arm trap. Trying to get the Preston wrestler back to his belly. Creston Wrestler is able to work back up to his base. Now Matt's able to take that base away. Now the Creston Wrestler tries to get to his feet. Unable to do so. Now Matt's got a quick way to turn him. He's going to get some back points here. He's got some tough back points going. Should very, very close to a pin. Maybe not so. He's going to at least get 3 points. Hasn't been awarded yet. He's still got a possible pinning combination in effect. He's got that arm. He's just got to keep driving it. He's in a very, very good position. I think we may see a pin from Matt here. We may see a pin. He's readjusting himself. He's got it in deep. He's just got to get it tight. He's got to scoop that head. He's not quite able to scoop that head. Not sure if he can pin him here without scooping that head, but he's working to. He's got a lot of pressure. Now he scoops the head. Now it should just be a matter of a couple seconds. He's got plenty of time on the clock. If he can just adjust things to work out here. Very, very close.
There it is. Attaboy. So Matt Smith secures the match for Atlantic as he gets the pin here late in the second period. And that will give Atlantic an insurmountable 37-19 lead. So the Trojans are going to place third here in the duels this year. Their best finish ever.
And now we're going to see Rob Young return back to the lineup, check in. This could be a good match for Rob. He missed the second round there. He wrestled first round, missed second round. Now he's going to go out and wrestle against his Crescent opponent, get the cobwebs knocked off for the tournament tomorrow. Rob has definitely become a very solid wrestler over the last 4 years in Atlantic. Been here 6 years now working with the Atlantic Wrestling Program. And now he's kind of wrapping up a really good career by coming to the state tournament this year. I really think he's got a good shot if he continues to wrestle the way he has been.
It's a good matchup here. Jacob Johnston wrestling for Creston. Solid wrestler.
Oh, yeah. Rob's able to secure a takedown there. Quick takedown by Rob. He's got heavy pressure on the hand. He's working for a wing. He's trying to trap that far wrist. He's trying to work that wing up. Doesn't quite have it. Trying to get that fist in his back. Going to have to untangle his legs there on the backside. He's going to try to trap that wrist here. We could see this over. This is kind of Rob's. He likes to pin people here. He's got good pressure.
Oh,
gets
he just
pin.
Did. Oh, that a boy.
There we go.
Nice effort by Rob Young. That didn't take long. 51 seconds into the match. And the Trojans pile it on now. It's 43-19 over the Panthers. A little bit of bragging rights here for Atlantic, finishing off the season.
We're going to see Cal Hewton check in. He's going to wrestle. Wait for the update on the Preston wrestlers. We're doing. If I was a little closer and wasn't so blind, I might be able to tell who they are, but not quite close enough.
This will be the last match of the night here as Cal Hewton wrestling Taylor Pettit for Creston.
Cal's got that bandage around the head. I'm not sure if he's got a little bit of a wound up there or what he's got, but goes for a shot there. He's got a double and nice, switches out and kind of goes to a throw type situation. They work off the mat. Haven't been fortunate enough to coach Cal or don't know a whole lot about him, but he has been a difference maker on the Trojan squad. He has been able to secure some pretty substantial victories or keep points off the Trojans, and that's definitely something that is going to be a key feature here as the years go on. Cal's doing a good job at working on his feet. Goes for a double, kind of switches to a single here. Preston wrestler is doing a really good job of blocking. Cal's trying to face it. We do have a blood timeout. Cal's bandage came off his head there.
Give you a quick update on that 1A championship match. Underwood is trailing Nashua Plainfield 31-18. They're wrestling at 126. So they have that match to finish, and then three more matches left. So still an opportunity for Underwood if they can rally back.
Yeah, and one thing I do remember from the news headlines from the last year as we're waiting for Cal Hewton to get taped up is LC, I think, was leading Underwood 26-0 going into these next weights and something like that. And Underwood was able to come back and beat LC, who's been a top contender in the Hawkeye 10 for the last, forever.
Decade or so. Two.
And really kind of came out, and I think it ended up to be 46-20 or something like that. And so definitely for Underwood, it's at the heart of their lineup. Turn back to the Atlantic match here. Cal Hewton's all taped up, ready to go. They're on their feet. Preston's working for a takedown. Got a Russian tie-up. Cal's able to block it off. He's got a nice single in here, but he's dangerously close to the edge of the mat. They're going to work off. They've changed some of the rules this year with the edge of the mat. It's not much, but they have changed it just a little bit. A little quicker to call it on the outside than what they had been in the past. Cal's back on his feet. Preston working to block off. Takes a shot. Not set up very well. Preston's guy is able to sprawl out. Not going to get a takedown. Cal's doing a really good job at blocking that takedown off. Score still 0-0. Now he's going to get it. Preston wrestler scores 2 points there and about 30 seconds left in the match. He gets a quick cradle in. He's going to get some back points here, too, against Hewton. Hewton's unable to block that off. He's trying to.
Hewton's in big trouble. That's going to be the end of it. Bennett turns him over and pins him with just 16 seconds left here in this first period. nice effort by Taylor Pettit to finish off the match, but Atlantic wins third place as the Trojans win this. 43-25 will be the final. Nice effort here by Atlantic. Should we wrestle two out of three then? They beat Atlantic regular season. Atlantic beat them here. Should we just, there's plenty of mats out here. Just jump right back out and go again?
I think in the summertime they've got that wrestling on the football fields they do in the city where guys just kind of show up and wrestle. It would be a good time to get the boys together in the summer and go do wrestle on a football field and wrestle under the lights. That's, I hear a lot of kids talking about that now. That'd be a good way to settle this thing once and for all.
Well, nice effort by Atlantic to bounce back here after suffering that difficult loss to West Delaware. West Delaware really came out and kind of took it to Atlantic, holding them just 10 points in that meet. But Atlantic able to bounce right back here tonight and grab third place by beating Creston, a rival of theirs from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, by a final of 43-25. So Atlantic with their best finish ever here at the state duels, a third place finish here this year. We'll take a timeout. Let's take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with more here from Des Moines right after this.
When was the last time you saw your insurance agent? Did you receive the personalized service you deserve? Well, don't settle for a faceless corporation. Call Insurance Services for one-on-one attention regarding your insurance needs. With their friendly local staff, you will find rates with Danish Mutual Insurance very competitive. Give Terry Peterson a call today at Insurance Services in Elkhorn, 712-764-6000. Competitive prices on all your insurance needs. That's Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
With the price of fuel going up and up these days, now is a good time to tune up your car. Hi, this is Greg with McAtee Tire and Atlantic. One of the advantages of having your car properly tuned is that it will increase your gas mileage. Don't stop with just a tune-up. Maybe it's time to replace the fuel filter, which will extend the life of your fuel pump. McAtee Tire also offers 24 hours on the road as well as on the farm service. Give us a call at McAtee Tire and Atlantic, 243-4413. That's 243-4413.
Most hardware stores can sell you tools and supplies for a project, but at Capital's Ace Hardware, you'll find everything you need to get started, plus things money can't buy, like expert help and friendly advice from a Capital's associate who's always willing to give you 100%. For whatever projects you have planned this year, get started at Ace. Capital's is a place for paint, and you'll find everything you need for your next painting project right here, from masking tape, drop cloths, rollers and brushes, to spackle, ladders, scrapers, and of course paint. From a simple start to a fabulous finish, you can paint like a pro when you get your paint and supplies from Capital's Ace Hardware in downtown Atlanta.
Care. That's the clue in keeping it acting new. A little care can do wonders in keeping any car working better longer. That's why you should consider Rick's Auto Clinic in Atlantic for dependable maintenance and quality service. Rick's Auto Clinic offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. And Rick has over 23 years of experience. No job is too large or too small. For quality and dependability, trust your car's life to Rick's Auto Clinic in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call, 243-7088.
Jim Peel, Justin Williams, back with you at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Atlantic enjoying the finish of the West Delaware Davenport Assumption Class 2A Championship battle as Atlantic captured third place here in this dual tournament, posting a 43-25 victory over Creston just a little bit ago. Nice effort by the Trojans tonight. Good bounce back, good way to launch them forward, especially these five kids that they have wrestling now this week in the championships that start tomorrow. Always good to go in with a positive feeling. And, you know, some people look at this as being a chance to, you know, wear yourself out or get injured or whatever. Hey, these guys are going to practice today anyway if they weren't wrestling in this tournament. Quite frankly, you know, they come out here, they get a little competition under their belts. It's always good to compete.
Yeah, they really did. And we only had a couple guys that didn't wrestle, which is, you know, I thought a good strategy on one of them for sure. He was a little bit injured, banged up, and really, kids came out and competed. I know Creston held, you know, Marlon and Bevins out, and their 170-pounder and their 145-pounder out. But, you know, a win's a win, and if you're not going to put your guys on the mat, it's not our fault. So we're going to take third place. It really doesn't matter. We earned it, so We showed up, we wrestled our best guys, and call it JV meet, they call whatever they want, but we're going to have the trophy in our case as third place, so 20 years from now, they'll never even know.
Yes, you are correct there. 53-16, Nashua Plainfield finishing strong as they pick up a 53-16 win over Underwood in the Class 1A championship match. So Underwood falling to Nashua Plainfield in that championship match over on the Class 1A mats here tonight. Davenport Assumption battling it out with West Delaware for the 3A championship. That's the only match that's still going on, is the 3A championship match. Everything else is finished up here tonight.
I tell you what, looking over at that mat, I know we're not broadcasting them, but Assumption and West Delaware are two really, really good teams, and they're battling head-to-head right now. West Delaware's ahead, and looks to be, you know, depending on what happens here, it could be an interesting finish. So West Delaware's able to get a takedown quick, but definitely got some good wrestling going on. I think both of these teams got their best guys out there from what I'm seeing.
Well, I tell you, one team that didn't have their best team out, the best guys out there, West Des Moines Valley. They were beaten by Bettendorf 75-6 in the championship in 3A. Iowa City West won third with a 66-8 win in Class 3A. I mentioned to you that it was Nashua Plainfield defeating Underwood in the championship match in Class 1A. 53-16 the score. And West Branch defeated Don Bosco 39-30 in the third place match, also in Class 1A here earlier tonight. So bringing up the rear here is the championship match. And we'll get to the final on that one, as that looks to be a pretty good battle here down the stretch in Class 2A.
Assumption seems to be leading the match, but West Delaware seems to be working kind of hard from the bottom here as well.
Actually, West Delaware has a 30-26 lead in the team competition right now. This is the 138-pound match between Eric Clark of Assumption and Zach Muller of West Delaware. These are the number 1 and 2 ranked teams in Class 2A in the state right now, so you knew it was going to be a pretty good battle.
I'm going to assume they're both wrestling their best wrestlers, and both really good squads. After we saw what West Delaware was able to hand to us, you guys tip your hats to them. Definitely a good team.
And the Assumption wrestler has a 7-2 lead right now.
Looks like third period, and West Delaware wrestler is going to go down here and try to get that score closer. From what I'm seeing right there, he's got a good chance to get a stand up. West Delaware is kind of working up, and now we're going to see a tilt. We've got a tilt going on over there against by the Assumption kid. This could get to a major decision and get those bonus points that it looks like they may need over there. We got a local officials on the mat there. We got old Jimmy Christensen over there and Tim Beyer. Those are guys we see in Atlantic quite a bit, so they got a good officiating crew over there. It looks like we may see the Assumption guy get a major decision here, and that might be the difference in who wins this tournament, this match right here.
Still working hard on the edge of the mat. Assumption wrestler Eric Clark with the lead 9-2. A minute 10 left here in the third period of that championship match as the two wrestlers off the edge. They'll come back to the middle.
Reset the match here in third period. Assumption's leading 9-2. We'll see what happens here. The wrestler from West Delaware is able to step up. He doesn't quite get out. Had a good chance to get an escape. Didn't quite get it. He's trying to get into a stalemate situation here. Might get into a potentially dangerous. But not quite going to happen there. He's going to work off the mat, and we're going to reset him over there again.
Hey, this has been a pretty good match between these two teams. The Assumption jumped out to a 9-0 lead, only to see West Delaware score 30 straight points to go up 30-9. And Davenport Assumption has gotten a tech fall and two straight pins to get it back to within 30-26. So you talk about a seesaw, that's about as good as it gets.
Definitely very good coach teams. I've had the a pleasure to meet the Assumption coach. He's quite a an interesting guy, very soft-spoken from what I've seen and talked to him. Obviously, it's different when you're in the wrestling room, but they're both very well-coached teams. I haven't been able to meet the West Delaware, but the Assumption coach is a pretty interesting fellow. Able to talk to him quite a bit last year, and now we're going to see a stall warning against the Assumption wrestler. Didn't quite like that, giving Jimmy a little bit of an earful there. We're going to see him reset the match. Got 25 seconds left. Assumption boys up 9-2 over West Delaware. West Delaware's looking to get a stand up here. Unable to secure it. Assumption's able to take him back down, take his base away. I think we'll see him kind of stall this match out here. Probably see the Assumption win this match at 138-9-2. And we're going to have a couple good matches here. Assumption does go ahead and take it off. Takes the win at 138, so got a couple matches left there. One match left. So could be an interesting finish here.
For all the marbles, it's about as interesting as it gets.
What do we got for our team score now?
It is 30-29.
Wow. I guess if you're going to have the championship, what a way to go right here.
145-pound match. This will be the last match of these duels here tonight. As Assumption, West Delaware, battle for the class 2A championship. Who says these kids and these coaches and nobody cares?
Oh, wow. Really good match going on over there at 145. Assumption's guy had what looked like to be an ultimate takedown there. And the wrestler from West Delaware was able to scramble through and ends up with a takedown, leading 2-0. You got to see a blood timeout over here from the on the Assumption boy. And West Delaware's guy's going to go over there and talk over with his coach a little bit here. This could be one heck of a match. This could be the match of the day right here.
That's Teontae Parks of Davenport Assumption wrestling against Brent Riley of West Delaware in this 145-pound match.
They're working to get the Assumption wrestler back on us, back on the mat here. They got the blood taken care of. Coach has kind of got everything talked about. We'll get this thing started again. 30-29. We got West Delaware leading. Never seen a team yet that has competed this hard against Assumption. Wasn't able to see Creston do it, but last year I watched Assumption pretty much run the tables on everybody. So West Delaware definitely got a squad that's fighting. Their wrestler, West Delaware, is working to get some back points here. Doesn't quite have it. The Assumption wrestler is trying to get a switch. You got a scramble going. Both seems to be in a pretty tight situation. And West Delaware wrestler is able to get control again against the Assumption wrestler. He's working on a tilt here. Not sure if he's going to get anything. I'm probably going to reset everything here and work out again. That's what happens by the West Delaware wrestler. Assumption wrestler just kind of getting kind of manhandled over there from what I'm seeing. West Delaware is really, really putting pressure on him and not giving him a whole lot of room to breathe. He's trying to pull him back in the mat and not able to do so. Now they're going to reset him at the center of the mat. And quite an interesting deal going on right here.
Well, it's kind of fun because you've got 8 mats up most of the day. You've got people sitting in sections around here cheering on somebody on that mat or that mat over there, this one over here. Right now, everybody in the place focused on this one match.
What a good little atmosphere for this duel. Assumption's not able to. Looks like the West Delaware wrestler is going to pull the Assumption wrestler in there. And he's trying to keep him in balance so that he can work on some back points, but they're too close to the edge of the mat. Jimmy's Christensen is going to reset him out there in the middle, and they're going to go at it again.
Well, those West Delaware wrestlers over on the sidelines, they are into the match. Cheering on their teammate, Brent Riley, hoping he can secure a team victory over the powerful Davenport Assumption squad.
You got a 2-point lead here. Assumption's trying to work up. You got to be careful here. If he keeps running off that mat, he's going to get a warning from Jimmy. We're going to going to see a, probably an escape on the assumption, by assumption, so it's going to make score 2-1. They work off the edge of the mat. Jimmy Christensen's going to reset him here and go after it again.
Just 9 seconds left in this first period.
West Delaware's working to try to get a takedown. Kind of being sloppy there. He needs to be careful. No points awarded. Time ran out there. And they're going to...
Well, they're off the mat, so there's still 1 second left here in the period. Or did they just wipe that second off? Well, there's still 1 second left in the period.
Looks like...
I think the official... Now he realizes that. He was trying to determine who was up, who was down. Now we wrestle it out, or stand it out, one or the other.
West Delaware wrestler is going to defer. Assumption's going to get the choice. Assumption wrestler is going to choose neutral. I don't know if that's a real great idea or not. Maybe he's got something we haven't seen yet. West Delaware is kind of working a stock. Assumption shoots. He gets... No! No! Whoa! West Delaware get take down, and Assumption guy's going after it. They're at the edge of the mat, and Jimmy's not going to give him the two.
That circle's a little too small for these gentlemen right now. We're going to have a quick timeout. That blood... Not surprising, as tough as that tackle was over there. Nice bull rush.
Looked like the NBA when you jump into the stands there.
Didn't result in any points, though. Looked like a Lambeau leap over there into the Davenport Assumption bench. This is the last match of the tourney. They said it's 30-29 the score. West Delaware leading Davenport Assumption in this 2A championship match. Atlantic has already captured third place with a win over Creston.
Assumption's deep in a single there. He does get the point and takes the lead 3-2.
Boy, the West Delaware wrestler Brent Riley was just the aggressor most of this first half of the match.
Now the momentum has definitely changed against him. Now he's in a possible cradle there. I can't quite see, but yeah, he's got a cradle in. And he's trying to block that off against the Assumption wrestler. Not quite able to get it done. He's trying to get a switch. Working off the mat. They're going to reset there.
That's got to be a mistake up there on the board. They've listed this as overtime. I believe this is the second period.
Yeah, I think they pushed the wrong button there. We got a 3-2 in the second period. We got a minute 17 left. Got quite a match going on here. If you're a wrestling fan, you got to appreciate what's going on here. Two teams battling out for that last match. West Delaware's working to get a stand up here. Assumption's kind of covering. We're going to see a reversal right here. He's going to take the lead with 2 points. He does give it. Jimmy gives him 2 points on the edge of the mat.
The Assumption fans are just screaming over there. Ooh. Why didn't you give our guy that a little bit ago? Same place on the mat.
Ooh, real similar situation there.
I don't think the officials listen real hard to the folks in the stands.
You can't have rabbit ears out there, that's for sure.
4-3 now.
Assumption is trying to get a switch in here. West Delaware wrestler is kind of working on blocking that off, trying to step over. Doesn't quite have it. Got about 50 seconds here on the match. He's getting dangerous close to maybe get some back points scored against him. If Delaware can get that arm, he could see some very quick back points go against him. Now he's got a wing. West Delaware wrestler has a wing against him. He's going to try to wing it up here. Got some pressure on him. You're going to see probably a stall warning come out here real soon if the Assumption guy doesn't start working a little bit there on the bottom. West Delaware is really keeping pressure on him. See what happens here. Now the Assumption's able to stand up. It's not a neutral position yet. He switches to a single. No control given. No escape given. We're going to see a reversal. Yeah, we got a reversal and back points coming for Assumption.
That's the end of the period. Well, right at the end of the period, too. So the wrestler from Assumption, Tiante Parks, takes advantage. Takes back the lead. They just awarded the reversal. No back points.
No back points. Must not have got to that three count.
5-4, then, the score going into this third and final period in this championship match. This is for all the marbles. It's a 30-29 match right now. West Delaware leads. For all practical purposes, it's tied because whoever wins this match this bout will win the match and the championship. And a quick
Now the assumption...
Bull run by Parks, and he gets the takedown.
West Delaware chose down. Assumption let him up. They tied it. Now we've got a two-point lead by the Assumption wrestler after a takedown right there. Sorry to interrupt you there.
No, that's all right. 7-5 now the score. Parks of Assumption with the lead. We're in this third period. Now 7-6 as he lets the West Delaware wrestler up again.
You could see... not real sure who the dominant takedown artist is here, but I'm pretty sure Assumption looks like they've got an advantage to that. We're going to see here.
7-6. It's anybody's match. They restart in the center circle.
Assumption's guy's got to be careful in that back it up. I think he's already got a stall warning against him, so he could give a point up that he doesn't want to give up in this situation. Right now, Assumption wrestler has the advantage from the neutral position. He's got a good head wrench in on that West Delaware wrestler. West Delaware's trying to get back behind, but he's unable to get it done. They're going to break and they're going to center up.
No chance for a takedown here, or maybe worse.
Yep.
Now Parks gets him on his back. No, but they don't have control.
No control yet. He's trying to turn him. He's dangerously close. He's going to get a takedown right here. There it is. Nope. Yeah, no.
Still
we got two.
Order.
No. Oh.
Wow. They're rolling around on the floor like two young kids. Nobody getting any points. 31 seconds left. Still a 7-6 match. Parks of Assumption the lead.
West Delaware wrestler shoots in. He's got that. He's got something hooked up there. Not quite enough. The Assumption wrestler's trying to put a wizard in. They're at the edge of the mat. They're going to reset him in neutral.
20 seconds left. 20 seconds for the championship. 7-6. Parks of Assumption leads Riley of West Delaware.
We got short time. Assumption's going to get a takedown. Not quite. Yes, he does. He does get a takedown. West Delaware ends up losing. We got some locals that are really, really excited there on that one, Jim. Now we've got 5 seconds left. It looks like they're going to go with an optional start on the Assumption. He's going to let him go and probably just stay away from him now. Oh, I'm going to be wrong on that. He's going to cover. And the match is just about done, and Assumption is going to take this victory.
Wow. That's a nice comeback for Davenport Assumption. Wow. They were down 30-9 and then rallied back.
What a match. What a good way to end it. What a good way to end it. They got to be careful here because they could get some. Okay, yep. It's done. Good match. Good match. Good tournament today.
Wow. 23 straight points there down the stretch. They win the last five matches after falling behind 30-9. A Tech fall, two pins, and then two decisions. The last one, a 9-6 win by Teontae Parks, and Davenport Assumption wins the championship here tonight. 32-30 is the final in that match. An exciting match. A lot of things happening here down the stretch. Not a lot of folks left to see it, but the folks that are here saw a good one here to end the night. A pretty good day of wrestling here today.
Yes, most definitely. Great day. Great day of wrestling, and hopefully we'll see more great action tomorrow.
And for Atlantic, they capture third place in this dual tournament, their best finish ever here at the duels. Again, to recap, Atlantic picked up a 39-33 win over Denver Tripola in first-round action in 2A this morning. They followed that up with a tough one against West Delaware, who took Assumption right down to the last match. 46-10, West Delaware defeated Atlantic, and then in the consolation finals in the third place match, it was Atlantic picking up a 43-25 win over Creston as they capture third place. As I said, their best finish ever at the state duels. So that's day one of state wrestling, the dual portion of the tournament. Tomorrow, well, that's what everybody calls the big boy, the big tournament. The individual state wrestling championships get underway bright and early tomorrow morning. Class 1A will be, or 3A rather, will be on the mat first tomorrow, as they'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning. The 2A wrestling gets underway in the afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock session. And then the 1A first round will be coming up tomorrow night. And we'll have live coverage for you all throughout the weekend. In fact, my first report from the State Wrestling Championships tomorrow will come your way at 10:20 in the morning, as we'll keep you up to date on what's going on in all three rounds tomorrow from Des Moines. We'll have live coverage throughout the weekend. Check KJAN.com and go to our sports page, or the Listen Live page for that matter, and you can check out our complete schedule of when our wrestling reports will take place here from Des Moines. So congratulations to the Atlantic Trojans. A third-place finish here at the State Wrestling Duels, 43-25. Davenport Assumption, the champ, 32-30 over West Delaware here in 2A. Again in Class 1A, the championship went to Nashua Plainfield as they picked up a victory over Underwood by a final earlier today in the championship match. That was in Class 1A, so Underwood coming up short in their championship match this evening. Also in girls basketball tonight was Atlantic falling to Glenwood. The final score 75-33. That game played in Glenwood. Fifth-ranked Rams win at 75-33 tonight over Atlantic in girls first-round regional play in Class 3A. So that'll do it for our coverage tonight. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Again, congratulations to the Atlantic Trojans, who are hoisting their third-place trophy down on the mat right now in front of their fans that are still here to take some extra pictures. Congratulations to the Trojans on their big day today. For Justin Williams, I'm Jim Peel. Thanks a lot for joining us here at the State Wrestling Championships. A good night from Des Moines.
He's got all the classics covered. Listen each Sunday evening from 6 to 9 as Luke Urbino brings you Sunday Classics on the station where your friends are. AM 1220, KJAN Atlantic.